This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. Earlier this academic year, I introduced you to a new class at Anna Jonesboro Community High School called Principles of Biomedical Science, where students tried to solve the fictitious death of a woman named Anna Garcia. I recently returned to the class as the students made their final presentations and learned Anna's cause of death. Teacher Courtney Meisner grouped the students together for the presentations based on their individual conclusions about the case. Each group presented evidence to support its conclusions, as well as factors leading to the death based on a crime scene investigation, autopsy results, and various scientific tests, including DNA analysis and blood typing. They also did experiments to learn more about the various systems within the body. Four groups emerged with four different scenarios, ranging from a murderous ex-spouse to death by natural causes.
For our presentation for the trial of Alex Garcia, we said that he murdered Anna.
We believe that Anna's death was caused by complications of her type 1 diabetes. We believe she experienced diabetic ketoacidosis, which then caused her to go into a diabetic coma.
The cause of death was actually a result of a heart attack. Anna Garcia died due to the blockage of sickle cells in her splenic artery, which then caused blood to be trapped in her spleen.
After the presentations, the room quieted as the students listened intently when one of their own revealed Anna's cause of death as chosen by their teacher.
Manner of death.
Natural causes.
Cause of death. Anna was suffering from ketoacidosis, which can result in nausea, vomiting, trouble breathing, and confusion. This caused her to fall and hit her head on the table and also was the cause of vomiting. As she passed out, the vomit blocked her airway, resulting in cerebral hypoxia.
Okay, so thoughts?
We spent all year.
All year.
To find out that she choked over her own puke.
He did murder her.
Student Emma Ray was in group two, which successfully determined the overriding causes of death.
There was a statement in, like, when we first started the chapter over diabetes that said she hadn't been taking her insulin some, so we kind of led towards diabetes because of that, and she wasn't following her diet very well or doing anything like that, so we just assumed that something was caused by diabetes, and we necessarily didn't know if it was just diabetes or if diabetes just triggered something else.
Meisner wanted to make the final conclusion challenging but not obscure.
I wanted to do something that was close to what I thought they would come to, which the diabetes pulled that in, and while that wasn't the ultimate cause of her death, it led to it, and then I wanted to have some kind of twist that would be a surprise for them, and I think what we had kind of accomplished that.
The class is set up to keep the students from thinking they cracked the case right away.
They get little bits throughout the year of what's wrong with her. So at the beginning of the year, they're all thinking it's murder, and then we go into studying diabetes. So then they think, oh, well, that's what caused it, and then we learn, oh, she has sickle cell. So throughout the year, they're just getting little bits and pieces of that autopsy report and medical history, so it's growing throughout the year.
Carson Clements says for these and many other reasons, this class was unique.
We've done so many labs. I've never done like anything like this in other classes. And I just think it's really interesting because we're basically solving the mystery.
As much as they learned from the class assignments throughout the year, students also interacted with local professionals. Jade Mark says this opened her eyes to new possibilities.
A bunch of people came in and talked to us, like different healthcare professionals, people who are like police officers or EMTs, and I think that kind of broadens your horizon to different career paths. And no other class, except for maybe like a resource class, is going to give you that kind of exposure to different things. And I think that's really awesome.
Classmate Mallory Cochran went even further, saying this helped steer her into a potential career path.
Whenever I took this class and we got to talk to people who were actually like crime scene investigators and like did stuff like in the real world, and then we got to like not only learn about like their occupation but also hear like exactly like what they do and like how they got to what they did. So then that influenced me to go into criminology next year in college.
As a senior level course, Bryce Massey says it allows students to use knowledge gained from previous years.
We were able to apply skills that we had been learning essentially since freshman year. and I don't know, just the level of pragmatism made it feel really worthwhile.
Because of that, Meisner says she can make some adjustments for future students.
I think I'll probably do more, exploring instead of focusing on content, because they know the content and they've had that. Just working on just more problem solving and things like that.
As much fun as the students had, the rest of the high school and local community were also caught up in the investigation.
I had lots of people asking me, like, have you found out how Anna died yet? And even, like, my, like, grandparents who have seen it, like, on Facebook, and, like, people at my church, they're like, have you found out, like, have you solved, like, her death? And I'm like, no, but I'll let you know when I do.
It's been very cool to see not just the class of students, but several different others very interested in the class.
We've had math teachers, art teachers, other science teachers. We've even had English teachers and administrators have come in here just to watch everything. It's really cool.
This class promises to be highly anticipated for years to come. I'm Brad Palmer.